victory. Gives me victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Walking in the Light. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now let's talk about both sides of it briefly. If you launch out to do something and the Lord didn't tell you to do it, that's presumption. That's foolishness. You can get in trouble and miss it. But when the Lord tells you to do something, but you won't do it because you can't figure everything out, that's rebellion and refusing to walk in faith. And in that case, playing it safe ain't safe, because you quickly wind up out of the will of God. The will of God is continuing on, and you're staying here. When you choose not to walk in the light that you have, it's going to get dark. Confusion. There are a number, many, I should say, Christians, good church-going people, but they are disgruntled. They feel like their life has been in a bog. Nothing, you know, I should be at a different place. Things should be, more things should have happened by now. And people get, they even get annoyed at God, which is ignorant. But the problem's not with God. Now, it has never been with God. The thing is, He told them to take a step. And they decided it wasn't enough information to act on yet. So they're waiting for more information. And they just keep waiting for more information, more information, more information. And it's not going to come. You're not going to get more light. Help me out. Until you walk in the light that you have. He said, how can I go? And the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. Call Jesse to the sacrifice. And what will happen? I will show you what you're to do. I'll show you. And you shall anoint to me him whom I name, or I will name to you. I'll show you the rest when you get there. And here's one of the reasons why he's a man of God and why he's in here. He went and got his little horn. He filled it with oil. He got his heifer. He took off down the road. He showed up. He said, Jesse and them around here? He said, yeah. He said, I got to see him. We got to make a sacrifice. Now, there was more going on, but that's all the Lord told him so far. Oh, friends, Phyllis and I, just in our short years of ministry, this has happened time and time and time and time and time. Call them. Do this. Go to that meeting. Sow this seed. Why? You don't know. But we've learned enough to know you're not going to find out the rest of the story until you do it. So you show up, and glory to God, something else came up. And that led to something else. And then you didn't even know these people were going to be there, but you met them, and you talked to them, and this came out, and that came out. And these folk came, and oh, glory to God, you begin to see the plan of the Almighty, which you would have never have seen sitting at home waiting till you had more information. So he went. And verse 6, Eliab came out and he said, the man of God said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. And the Lord said, no, not him. And so they called Abinadab, and the Lord said, no, not him either. So then they called Shammah, and he said, no, not him either. And Jesse made 7 of his sons. So they brought another one. And he said, no, not him either. And they brought another one. He said, no, not him either. And they brought another one. And he said, no, not him either. And they brought another one. And he said, no, not him either. And he saw that's all the boys in this room here. He could have thought, boy, oh boy. Did we miss God? What? Well, some people who deem themselves intellectuals and thinkers have found fault and ridiculed situations like this, saying, well, if God is God and He knows the end from the beginning, how could such a thing be? Doesn't He know which one He picked? Yes, He does. Couldn't He tell you which one He picked? Yes, He could. Well, then certainly He would. No, not necessarily and not normally. Surely the Lord wouldn't do that. Make you go through every one of them and say, no, uh-uh. No, uh-uh. Isn't that embarrassing to these boys? Uh-huh. The Lord has reasons for why He does things the way He does. And most of the time it won't be apparent to you why He's doing it that way. But He's not going to show you the whole picture. Finally, he said, you got any more boys? They said, yeah, we got one. He's out there with the sheep. Why didn't they have him there? But they brought him in. And the Lord said, that's him. Get up. Anoint him. He didn't tell him this at the house. He didn't tell him this on the way there. He didn't tell him after he got there, after he got through 1, 2, and 3. Or 4, and 5, and 6. It wasn't until the end. You know, I think one reason, there are many, the biggest is the Lord is pleased by faith. But another reason why the Lord does some of these things is if He tells you too much, you'll tell the devil. And reveal the plan of God prematurely and all kind of, I mean, just tell people and they'll talk about it and cause problems and mess stuff up and muddy the waters and hinder the plan. A lot of this is just need to know. And you don't need to know. Some of it you don't ever need to know. And a lot of it you don't need to know till you need to know. It's time sensitive information. Right? And if you know Him and love Him and revere Him, then you know He's God. And if He says do it, just do it. Just obey Him. Like Abraham. Go out. Not having a clue. And say this frequently. The Lord will show me. The Lord will show me. He'll make it known to me. He's leading me. He's guiding me. I'll do the right thing. I'll be at the right place at the right time. It's all working out for my good and for His glory. His hand is on me. The money will be there. The people will be there. The provision, it'll be there. It'll be there. It'll be there. We'll have it. We'll see it. We'll know it. We'll do it. And I don't have to know it all ahead of time before I can relax. We which have believed do enter into rest. I can just breathe a sigh of relief and go, it'll be there. God will be there. It'll be there. Amen. Like He said to me, do you trust me? I said, yeah. He said, relax. Just relax. And it was okay. And better than okay. Go to the 22nd chapter of Acts for time's sake. Acts 22. Thanks be unto our faithful God who leads us and guides us so faithfully. So graciously. How many would say He's been very gracious with me? You look back and realize He was leading you and guiding you. Didn't even realize that He was. How many can say that? I can say it. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, He hears our prayers when we ask Him to. But He doesn't always show us everything. But that doesn't mean He's not leading us. In Acts 22 and 10. Saul, later called Paul, on the road to Damascus, met the Lord, saw bright light, and he said, the Lord, what would you have me do? What shall I do? And the Lord said to him, get up and go. Man, we keep hearing that, don't we? Get up and go. You don't have to know even where you're going to get up and go. We believe in the Lord to guide and direct. Did you know it is very difficult to steer a parked car? I mean, you can struggle. You, even if it's got power steering, you can hear the power steering pump. You know, it's hard. It ain't made to sit there in the parking lot and scrub the tread off the tires. Tell me when it's easy to steer a car. When it's moving. Before God can steer you, He's got to get you to take a foot off the brake, put this thing out of park into drive. And sometimes, even though you're pointed totally the wrong way, you have to move a little bit that way before you can start turning the wheel.
Amen.
Even though it's initially pointed in the total wrong direction, you have to get it going in the way that it's pointed to get it moving a little bit so you can start turning it.
Amen.
What was his first word? You need to get up and go to Damascus. And there it shall be told you of all things which are appointed for you to do. Do you think he had a lot of questions right then? Whew. Do you think he would like to know now? Right here? But he ain't going to find out now. Or here. I know Phyllis and I begin to get it on our heart to go out to Rhema Bible Training Center. We're in Mississippi. And I had ministers come by my house and say, Keith, what do you need to go over there for? Why you got to leave the country? Leave your kin folks. Leave everything and everybody. Go over there. Isn't the Holy Ghost the teacher? I thought, yeah. Well, isn't he here? I said, yeah. Well, why can't he teach you here? What you got to go out of state for? And this one particular minister made a good case. He said, you know, he said, we don't have a lot of young people that are really on fire for the things of God. We need you here. We don't need to lose you and Phyllis. We need you here helping us. Can't the Holy Ghost teach you here? And I really couldn't answer him. But I can say now, no. If he tells you to go over here, you ain't going to get taught here. Come on now. Well, why did he say go over there? You may not know, have a clue why he said go over there until you get up and get your little self over there. The scripture says, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, by little and by little. One translation of that verse says, do and do, do and do, little and little. Little here, little there. What is it, do and do, and little? Just what we're saying. You do what you know to do, and a little more light comes. And then you take another do step, and then more light comes. You don't get the whole thing. And if you refuse to take a step, you don't get any of the rest of it. If you don't take a step, you're stuck. If you don't start and step out from where you are, you stay and are stuck where you are. It takes faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Walking in the Light, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.